Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George.
My name is Alicia Weigel, and I'm 45 years old, and I'm here with my oldest daughter, who's 18.
My name is Ashlyn Weiler, and I'm here with my mom.
We're just here because we have kind of a unique little life story. I was actually born in a family with 46 children and three moms and one daddy. We lived up on the Colorado City, Arizona, and Hilldale, Utah, right on the border, so it's a twin city. It's a community of Mormon fundamentalists who still believe in the original teachings of Joseph Smith, which are polygamy. So I was born and raised out there in this little community that was pretty closed off from the rest of the world. And so I was one of the few that went away and went to college in Cedar City, got a degree in education. But I also got my eyes opened in a big way as to what the real world was. And it was kind of hard for me, but I did finally, after college graduation, I went back to Colorado City and married a man that I didn't know at all. I met him one day and married him the next day. Just the whole society and stuff was pretty oppressive to women. Women were told what to do, to think like their husbands thought and agree with what their husbands said and not question or doubt. One of the things that's happened is the leaders have started to excommunicate some of the men in the community. And at the time, my husband was told to leave the religion, and I was told to go back home to my father and wait for reassignment to another man. And at that point, I just said, no, I'm done. I'm done with all this. So I took my four kids, and I moved to Hurricane, where I still live today, and since have remarried and doing pretty good. I was his only wife. A lot of the men who get more than one wife belong to the upper echelon families. If I didn't actually leave right away, I got a job and started saving money first because I knew I wasn't going to leave my kids behind. And I just woke up and went into the kitchen, and my ex-husband was in there, and I just said, this is the day I'm saying goodbye. And I put my kids in the car and said, let's go on an adventure. And they were quite young.
Yeah.
How old were you? Nine or ten? How did you feel when you got put in the car?
My mom told me we were going on a vacation. And vacation to me was Disneyland, Disney World. We went all over when I was a younger kid. That was a lot of fun. So I was all excited. And then I remember seeing my dad coming into the kitchen. And he came in there and he had this really sad expression on his face. But I was like, are you packing? Are you so excited? And he just looked at me. And then he walked away, and that's when I kind of realized there was something else that was going on. I was still excited. I still wanted to go. So I packed up all my toys and got in the car. And I am so glad I did.
My hopes for Ashlyn is that she will be happy in whatever she chooses. I hope she's successful. I hope she doesn't have to go through too many bad experiences, but just enough to make her strong and help her learn. That's pretty much what I want for all my kids.
I really want to travel and get out and see as much as I can and live my life to the fullest because I've only got one. It's just a life that we happen to be born in and lived. And now it's over and we're moving on into something better.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving southwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.